Explains is the next out of the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour presented by Allstate. Join Justin Kaufman for a live broadcast and download on Friday from 7 to 11 p.m. at the Taste of Displains, kicking off the year's events. So you can find entertainment, food, beverage, plural.
Kind of has to be plural, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Not just a beverage. Get a taste of Displains' best restaurants, too, from grass-fed prime beef burgers to homemade tacos and barbecue. Parking admission is free. Steps from the metro station, too, in Displains. Visit the events page at WGNRadio.com, and it's all brought to you by Allstate Chicago's own good hands. All right. Now, we'll leave the terrorism behind for just a little bit here. Something that we had promoted that we wanted to talk about today, and so rarely does that ever actually happen.
We're getting to it today, so there.
But a pretty fascinating story developed late last week in the presidential election, and that was whether Google was actually being influenced, the algorithms at Google had been adjusted to keep negative stuff about Hillary Clinton off the Google when you're searching.
Right. There was a lengthy story about how Eric Schmidt, the CEO, is a contributor to her campaign and that Bing, the other search engines, do not operate in the same way and would yield different results.
Especially when it came to people who were searching for something having to do with her email server or criminal activity or criminal investigation.
Yeah, the quote they used was typing in Hillary Clinton CRI, like the beginning of crime. And they said when you went into Microsoft's Bing, you would get stories that related to potentially a crime being committed with the email server and the federal investigation. And that when you put it into Google's algorithm and their search engine, you got the crime bill and defensive, crime acts and things like that. Different search results. We're much more positive.
All right. Rhea Drysdale is with us, and she is the CEO of Outspoken Media, where she oversees strategic vision and growth of the company. I like that.
That's
I like a strategic vision. Yeah.
Rhea, you're an important person. We can tell already.
Well, let's start with this. Could Google, if it wanted to, do that?
Well, it's Google's algorithm. So, frankly, Google can do just about anything it wants with that algorithm to an extent, except we're seeing that in certain countries they actually have less capability. So in the EU, for instance, there's the right to be forgotten, which does not exist in the United States right now.
And what's the right to be forgotten, that your past is your past?
Exactly. And you shouldn't have to worry about a lot of that getting indexed, things that can cause major issues for your reputation online. That's something that's untrue.
Yeah, I've run into that a few times. I had to go up against Wikipedia for claiming that I killed a woman because I yelled at her on the radio.
I shouldn't laugh.
No, it was. I mean, it was laughable, right? But
yeah.
We had to have the lawyers talk to them about that it was not true.
Not at all true.
Not
didn't belong to be part of the public record.
Yeah.
But that's what happens, in those aggregated, worlds of Wikipedia and things like that. But this is different. This is where you go to find truth, right? You type into Google to find the most relevant stories, the stories that have the most interest, I would presume, and that are most relevant to the today, what happens today. And when you get a crime bills from the 1990s, it seems to me like that's a little bit of a reach.
Yeah, and one thing to note is what you just said, you go to Google to find truth. That's an important misconception. You go to Google to access the world, and the world is filled with truths and not truths. And in this case, the problem is that what they were actually connecting, and that was where I took issue, is they were making the connection that Hillary's campaign is working in cahoots with Google to do this. And that's actually not how autocomplete works. And what my article on Medium did was said, here's an exception. Look at Donald Trump. We're seeing the exact same thing. It's just that you chose two random queries to do the search on out of how many millions of different modifiers. And if you just choose two random words, you might not find what you're looking for because the algorithm has so many different ways that it works. And my concern is that if you actually type in Hillary Clinton, the very first three autocomplete suggestions, depending on where you're located, your IP and all these other factors, the very first of three is, I think it's in position three, is Hillary Clinton email. And if you keep following down that thread in autocomplete, then you actually get Hillary Clinton email indictment and other things. So it's not that Google's hiding anything. It's just that they think most people are searching for the word email, not the word crime.
When I say truth, I just meant you get credible news sources that rank higher than nefarious ones, and they help filter out some of the, you know, the bogus sites for you in those search results. That's part of the algorithm.
To an extent. So as of an update that was called Panda a couple years back, they said that they introduced the ability to look for things that are more truthful now. So supposedly Google has something in their algorithm that it does look like, look at whether things are accurate. But that's really hard to measure, right? And how do we actually know what's accurate?
So. Exactly.
Very true.
Hence me killing a woman for screaming at her on the radio. Yeah. I mean, that is the sort of thing. But I suppose that it is possible that let's go back to what the issue is here. This autofill, which is when you start to type letters and then it's trying to guess what you're looking for. But doesn't it also base that on what your other searches have been?
Yes. So that's important to note, is autocomplete is very different from Google search results. These are different mechanisms. Search results are much more advanced. There's 200 factors. Autocomplete is a little bit simpler, and it is based on a lot of things, one being your past searches, another being your personalization, so based on your IP address. If, for instance, if you were to put in Donald Trump rally, you might get results for Donald Trump rally in Chicago, if right. you're in Chicago, versus Albany, New York, where I am. So you get personalization, you get saved searches, and then it's also based on what's kind of already been searched on. So this is a suggestion that they have based on past trends and behavior. And the argument from SourceFed is that because a lot of people have probably been curious about this, why is it not appearing? Well, it's not everything. That you know, you can still type in your query and get your search results. They're not trying to present the world's information in autocomplete.
This whole thing moves so quickly, too. And
it
I think
does.
That there
Gosh.
There does seem to be, and I wonder what, culturally, as people become more sophisticated, as the older people who didn't grow up with any of this and some other people who grew up with some of it, but people now in the generation, millennials and younger, whose whole life has been lived and developed on the internet, essentially, you do start to wonder, will there be a move toward more privacy, toward, you know, the idea of, you know, being able to erase your past on the internet, or being able to control your own image or your own identity on the internet? Because that does seem to me to be something that it is. We're in the wild, wild west still, I think, right?
Absolutely. And to an extent, there are a lot of reputation problems that have not even occurred yet. And what I mean is that as news organizations in particular take their old archives and digitize and make them public, you're seeing a lot of people who had past that they thought were gone that are popping back up. Well, that's 30 to 40 years old, and suddenly this is now searchable and ranking for their name. So that right to be forgotten to an extent is very important. And in addition to that, Google's not always looking at when did this occur and what have you done since then. They're not able to report on the fairness of something. So they do want us to actively manage our reputations. They have made recommendations in the past on how to do that. You can see, you know, what they know about you. You can view all that information. It's public. So I think that's important to note, is that they do want you to try to manage your reputation, but they're going to grab what they can grab.
Are you on the side of Google then on this one, would you say? That it's not, there's nothing bad about what's happening here with the search results?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that in this case, has Google visited the White House a lot? Yes. Is there something to question? Perhaps. But in this instance, no. I don't think there's any way that Google was intentionally doing this to benefit Hillary.
Hmm. Yeah, and again, it's in the autofill part, which is my autofill. I'm always very concerned
because it brings up stuff that you didn't.
Yeah, and I'm like, it tells me more about myself than I want to believe.
They have so much data on us, right? So then the search results often are what you want to know, but maybe aren't necessarily. I don't know. It is surprising.
Flattering.
Yeah, flattering. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think that's... Just start with A, you know, and you see what pops up. And it...
You're like, oh, come on.
No.
All right, I was thinking that, but I wasn't... didn't want to search that.
I'm not looking
but
for
okay,
pictures
since
of that.
There.
Yeah, or S. No, I'm good. What is it? It's a brave new world, right? And so we have to understand that this becomes... That these algorithms at some point, too... are going to become fairly autonomous, right? I mean, I hate to draw you into some sort of like Michael Crichton sort of, you know, nihilistic vision of the future, but I mean, Do you think there will be a moment, because you seem to know the answers to a lot of these questions, do you think there will be a moment where the algorithms, you know, are become out of control? Like where, you know, you're going to need companies to really rein those in, and maybe governments to make those companies rein those things in, because they will have no incentive. You know, the company that creates them will have no incentive necessary to do them when the monsters get too big.
Well, it's an interesting question, and we are already in that brave new world in the sense that artificial intelligence is here. It's not in the future. It's now here and now. So they are introducing artificial intelligence to the algorithm, and that's a certain level of chaos that, getting into Michael Crichton world, you know, you've introduced something that we can't really know. And so it's very simplistic at the moment, from what I understand. It's well beyond my comprehension, but that's something that we can't even begin to anticipate.
Look,
be interesting.
Siri's a moron. I mean, I'm just...
Well, yeah, doesn't give you much hope for the data world, but...
But it will, though. And
But
what's interesting, though, too, I like this story. And again, I know we're off on a tangent here, but I just want to pick Rhea's brain here because she sounds like a genius. The IBM's Watson, which is this super brain that was able to figure out trivia... taking on Jeopardy, but now they asked it to write music, and the stuff that they put a bunch of music into it, and they said, okay, now based on a style, write something that's totally unique. And it was very clunky. It sort of missed the human soul part.
Thank God, of
musical writing, you know, of coming up with, you know, chords. And it was interesting to me that it's done that, but eventually that will probably be there too, won't it?
Yeah, I think one example that's a really negative, shocking example is that Microsoft released an AI chatbot, and within a day, it turned into a racist. Mm-hmm. And that was because of how people were interacting with it on Twitter. Anything you introduce is going to have to interact with people, and then you can get into deep philosophical questions about good and bad and evil. And, you know, that was... my concern, kind of bringing it back to SourceFed, is we're people, and what happened was someone put out a video that people didn't even take the time to watch necessarily. A lot of times they were just hitting share on social media and making it go viral without validating that, without understanding Google, how it works, and the nuances and the gray areas. And we already live in a very polarizing world, especially in America right now, where we're seeing extremist political candidates and such. So it's a different world at this point, and I think when you introduce these types of things and technology, it's easy to see that could go wrong at some point.
Right. Well, people hide behind the anonymity of the internet, and it's not really anonymous. They have a false sense of anonymity on the internet, and they feel like because they're not looking you in the eye and standing in front of you, they can say almost anything. It's like talking behind somebody's back.
True.
Is how we've done that, and that AI, that artificial intelligence bot that Microsoft did, that was fascinating, because they had to take that thing down within 48 hours of putting it up, because the thing was, like, you know, on fire.
Spitting out things that you wouldn't want to be saying.
I think that issue of good and evil is a fascinating conversation that we need to have.
Rhea,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Rhea.
That was very, very interesting. Very interesting. Rhea is
eye-opening.
The CEO of Outspoken Media in Albany, New York.
Yeah, I mean, people think even when they post Yelp reviews that they can be anonymous. And I've seen cases and covered stories where people have been sued based on what they've said, even anonymously,
right,
in a review.
Exactly right. Still looking for the guy who said I killed his grandmother.
You got to find that person.
All right, here is the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots, a woman who is my primary suspect, actually, in that investigation.